running for Congress in CD4, and he has announced early, earlier than I think just about anybody. He wants to unseat Susie Lee. We'll see how that campaign is going. And we'll find out if the insurance industry is going great guns as well. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Did you miss the deadline to sign up for a healthcare program at the end of 2020? If so, you're in luck. A special enrollment period is underway right now through May 15th, meaning that Americans looking to enroll in a new healthcare program for 2021 can do so without the need of a qualifying event. Over 200,000 Americans trust Liberty HealthShare for their healthcare needs. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. That's just $199 per month. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. To learn more about how Liberty HealthShare can help you save money on your healthcare expenses, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Members of Congress from both parties were at the Mexico border today.
For the Democrats, Texas Congressman Joaquin Castro was at a housing facility.
Even these facilities that have better conditions than the CBP processing centers are not the places for kids.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says this is a humanitarian crisis.
The smugglers, drug runners, they understand our laws and they know how to exploit them.
It's a growing challenge for the Biden administration. GOP lawmakers like Texas Senator Ted Cruz are seizing on the issue.
All of us today witnessed the Biden cages.
Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar talked about her father's decision when she was 8 years old to flee conflict.
He was making a decision for me to live.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The Associated Press finds that President Biden is offering a misleading account of what's going on at the U.S.-Mexico border. Correspondent Jennifer King has more.
At his first news conference since taking office, President Biden was pressed on the situation at the border. Biden says the U.S. will take steps to quickly move hundreds of migrant children and teens out of cramped detention facilities. But while the president sought to portray the rise in migrants as little different from seasonal increases in the past,
it happens every single solitary year.
An AP fact check found unaccompanied immigrant children have come to the border in higher numbers than what he said. According to figures from U.S. Customs and Border Protection, authorities encountered over 9,000 children without a parent in February. That's a 61% increase from January, not 28%. Jennifer King, Washington.
Facebook says hackers in China used fake accounts and imposter websites in a bid to break into the phones of Uyghur Muslims. The tech company said Wednesday that it uncovered the covert, sophisticated hacking operation as part of its routine security work. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 453 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The film America's Forgotten uncovers the unintended consequences of a broken immigration system.
A great pillar of the community was killed by a man who had been deported at least twice.
The public would be outraged if they knew the truth.
My friends, my industry, even my family all rallied against the final message of this film. All credits had to be hidden for fear of retribution.
America's Forgotten, the film they don't want you to see. Go to salemnow.com to buy or rent today for additional savings and a promo code FAM.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500 or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 5:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Assembly Bill 280 was crafted this afternoon in the state legislature, which, if passed, would require any single occupancy public restroom in the state to be gender neutral. The bill would prohibit the owner or operators of buildings from having signs on single-occupancy bathrooms that indicate it's for a specific gender. Those who violate the bill could be charged with a misdemeanor. As the road to recovery continues, more Nevadans are headed back to work. State employment officials report 8.3% of Nevada's workforce was jobless in February. That's down from 8.5% in January. The Silver State added 2,400 jobs last month, but we're still short by more than 153,000 jobs, which have been lost since February of last year, the month before the COVID-19 outbreak prompted the shutdown of businesses statewide. Former UNLV basketball coach Lon Kruger is putting away his clipboard and moving back to Las Vegas. The popular coach has called an end to his 38-year coaching career, announcing his retirement. His career included coaching stints at Kansas State, the NBA's Atlanta Hawks, and most recently, Oklahoma. Remember, he was a coach here at UNLV, and he took the runner Rebels to the NCAA Sweet 16 a few years ago.
Is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, quick check of the traffic cam. Sorry about it, but you're bumper to bumper right now. Interstate 15 northbound at Sahara. Also slow on the other side, 15 south at Owens. Heavy volumes through the Spaghetti Bowl, 95 eastbound at Valley View. And you'll tap the brakes as you work your way through on the 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Peters Family Insurance. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Sam Peters, Peters Family Insurance. Do it today, 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. Guess who's with us? I'm so excited. My buddy Sam Peters, the owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam, how you been?
Kevin Wall, it's always a pleasure to be with you, sir.
I love it when we get together because I always learn something about either insurance or about life or politics. You are running in CD4. We'll talk about that in just a minute, but I want to ask you, I understand everything's going well in the insurance business?
Insurance is picking up. You know, 2020 was a tough year. Things being what they were through COVID and all of that. March has turned us around, and, you know, it's interesting to me. I started advertising with your show in March, and things have picked up. So I'm gonna give you some credit here. I think it's working. I think we're doing the right things, and, you know, we've been able to help a lot of families. In fact, just today, had a gentleman call the office. He was paying $400 a month for two cars on car insurance. We got him down to just over 200, and it was a big deal for him. So, and him and his family. So we're happy to do that, and that's the stuff we love to do. So thanks for what you're doing for us as well.
Well, thank you for patronizing us. I'm just curious, though, after the pandemic and as we get further and further away and the positivity rates come down, are you finding that the insurance industry is having to change how you market yourselves, how you deal with clients, less face-to-face, more Zoom?
Well, we're not doing a whole lot of Zoom with clients. We're doing it with our staff. We've got some staff that's working from various places within the state, and we learned one of the positives that came out of COVID was we learned we could do that. We've got a couple of employees that are working from their homes. I've got one up in Reno. I've got one across town here in Las Vegas, and we're making it work. So I have, you know, standing Zoom meetings with my employees that are not in office to kind of make sure that everybody's, you know, going in the right direction and all of the training's being done to make sure we're offering the best product and service we can. So, you know, we learned some things from COVID. Obviously, we make the best of a bad situation as we always try to do. And we move forward. Going forward from now, you know, we continue to try and work with customers. We will continue to do, you know, appointments in the office at their comfort level. A lot of it can be done over the phone and through, you know, fax and email and that kind of stuff. So we're adjusting as needed. And, you know, but for the folks that like to have somebody to come in and sit down and, you know, talk to each other, we're here. We're doing that as well.
Again, Sam Peters joining us, the owner of Peters Family Insurance, GOP candidate for Congress in CD4, and the chairman of the Law Enforcement Loyalty PAC. He joins us on the program. We lost another officer, Eric Talley, and in Boulder, Colorado the other day. It's absolutely horrible what that does to a community, what it does to his family. But officers put their lives on the line every day in communities all across our country.
They do. They really do, and it is a tragedy. And it's, you know, every officer lost, every life lost is a tragedy. All of the folks who lost their lives in that situation out in Boulder, Colorado, our hearts go out to them. Obviously, anytime you lose a police officer, you know, as I understand it, he ran into the. The store as it was unfolding, and, you know, unfortunately caught himself in a bad situation. And but he was a hero in doing that, and, you know, he probably gave his life and saved some along the way. And for that we got to be grateful. So he gave his life, the ultimate sacrifice for the betterment of his community. And, you know, it's a tragedy, no doubt about it. So.
Tell me about the Law Enforcement Loyalty PAC and what it's designed to do.
Yeah, so the Law Enforcement Loyalty PAC is a political action committee here in Nevada. We focus on electing state and local elected officials that back law enforcement. You know, this thing was born back in August of 2020 when the defund the police movement was hot and heavy, and, you know, elected officials across the country were getting behind it. You know, you're seeing stories now that the Democrats are paying the price, and they're worried about the fallout from defund the police. Well, we are the fallout, and they ought to be worried because we're coming after them. We're going after Democrats who did not back police, do not back police, and will not back police and law and order. And we're going to promote candidates for assembly, state senate, some of the state races. We did that in 2020. with about 17 different candidates in different positions from Assembly, State Senate, City Council, and Mesquite, School Board, you know, any of these elected positions that have influence over a police department, we're going to be involved in trying to find good candidates to fill those spots, because it's about law and order and it's about putting good people in place. We can't have elected officials making laws and policy and then turning their backs on police when the police are charged to enforce them. It's not okay. So we're gonna do everything we can to make sure that doesn't happen.
And Sam Peters is currently the chairman of the Law Enforcement Loyalty PAC, but there's going to be a new chairman coming in, a new chairman in town. Tell us about that and why you're having to step away.
Yeah, so there is. So Tony Palmer, Anthony Palmer, he ran for Assembly District, I think it was 7 in 2020. We supported him in that race. After the race, he didn't win, unfortunately. But fortunately for us, it gave him some time to join our board on the PAC and help us move some things forward. You know, he's a 30-year police officer, retired sergeant from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Lots of experience in law enforcement. Just a great guy. With lots of energy too, so he joined the board. We welcomed him on the board. I am stepping away as the chairman. I'm going to stay on the PAC as a political advisor kind of help guide the PAC in that way. But Tony's going to come in and he's going to lead the charge on the day to day of the PAC and make sure that we're in good standing with the state and keep trying to raise money so we can identify these candidates and help them along the way in their campaigns. So he's going to take over starting April 1st. I am stepping away, as you alluded to. I am running for Congress in District 4 once again, and I've got to step away from the PAC a little bit to give my heart and give everything I've got to that race, because we are in trouble. You've been talking about it for the first couple hours of your show. Things in Congress are not good, and our congressman in CD4 here, Stephen Horsford, he's left us out to dry, and it's unfortunate.
And by the way, am I right? He hasn't really surprised us. I mean, I think we knew what we were getting with Stephen Horsford, and some of the votes he's taken just in the last few weeks have kind of reinforced what we already thought.
Yeah, that's true. No question about that. We knew what we were going to get a little bit. He has been emboldened by his reelection. He is going further, faster, and harder at doing some of the things that we knew he was in support of, but he's taken a leadership role in doing it at this point. For example, he stood a week and a half or 2 weeks ago on the in the House floor. He was the House Speaker pro tem for the passing of the PRO Act in the House of Representatives. So he led the voting for this act, which he of course supported. And if you know anything about the PRO Act, if the gig workers, the 1099 workers in this state, and basically anybody that works for an organization that is involved in any way in a union, you need to be aware of this thing, because it forces employees to be union members, and it forces employers to share employee information with union organizers. So it basically strips the rights of 27 states, to include Nevada, of their right to work, because we're a right to work state, and that's under the PRO Act. If it passes in the Senate and signed by the president, it's gone, and it's a tragedy. So, and Horsford has absolutely led the charge for that. So, you know, when he's got the big union money and the big unions want more, this is the kind of legislation that they pass.
Sam Peters with us, the owner of Peters Family Insurance, a GOP candidate for Congress in CD4, the chairman of the Law Enforcement Loyalty PAC. Stephen Horsford has supported every gun-grabbing bill there is, and yet today we find out that the killer in Boulder legally bought the gun that killed 10. He passed a background check. I mean, what more do they want?
Well, there's this, it's this whole thing on the, you know, they throw the word in front of background check. They call it a universal background check, and try to explain to the common common person that, you know, it's better. It's definitely a better thing because it's a universal background check. There's already background checks in place, like you alluded to. There's, you know, you cannot walk into a gun store, you cannot walk into a sporting goods store and buy a firearm without having gone through a background check. And in most places, unless you have a CCW, certainly here in Nevada, you can't walk out of the store with a handgun the same day. Yeah, it's unless you have a concealed carry permit. So, you know, these things that they're talking about going after it, you know, H.R. 127, which Horsford supports, this came out in January. It's a gun registry. You'll have to register everything you have to include your ammo. You have to have a license to buy a single bullet. It's a horrible piece of legislation. And he follows it up with two more in H.R. 8 and H.R. 1446, I believe it is. And again, those two are talking about universal background checks. None of these lead pieces of legislation do anything to address the problem of keeping guns out of criminals' hands, or the bigger source or the root, in my opinion, the mental health issues that go along with the criminals that do these crimes. So, you know, passing legislation affects the law-abiding citizens. It does nothing to affect or stop criminals from doing what they do.
It is amazing. We had 18 U.S. senators down along our southern border in Mission, Texas. What they found, what they photographed, the videos they took are worse than we expected. Tell me, because this is something you're going to have to deal with when you're successful. Tell me what the answer is down there. What is it going to take from Congress to fix this thing? Because the Biden administration doesn't seem to know how.
Well, it's going to take Congress. You know, Congress holds the purse strings, and Congress they have the power of the purse when it comes to the executive branch doing executing the laws of the land and the services that the executive branch is charged to provide, which, you know, is safety of our country. And part of that safety is the border, as we can clearly see. The number of people coming across that border, you know, one of the reasons I got in this race in 2019 was this very thing. The border, you know, comes in as a problem for a period of time, and then the Democrats do what the Democrats do, and they make a problem or an emergency somewhere else, and then we forget about the border for a little bit. It stays out of the news cycles, and we forget about it, and then it comes back a few months later. Well, here it is in full force. And it's not good. And to hear President Biden in his speech yesterday say that nothing has changed is an absolute slap in the face to the entire country. And specifically, I'll point this out. It's a slap in the face to angel moms across the country. Angel moms are moms who have lost their children to crimes committed by illegal aliens. It's an absolute tragedy that he would stand as a sitting president and say nothing has changed, and just have all of this happening. And oh, by the way, creating a no press zone at the border where the press is not allowed in to see what's happening. This is unprecedented. The media is specifically charged with creating transparency and keeping the public engaged and informed on what's going on with their government. And the government has prevented them from seeing what the government is doing. This is a tragedy. This is absolutely a tragedy. We have passed crisis, and you can barely see it in the rear view at this point.
Well, and these senators say they saw actual kids who just in the last 24 hours had tested positive for COVID-19. These kids are going to be coming into our country, and they're going to spread out all over. They're going to be here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They absolutely will. And the numbers that are coming, I think I heard the number 40,000 children, or 4,000 children in a space of that's built for 250. Here's something else that's being thrown around that folks need to be aware of. And this is all interconnected. All of these crises, all of these policies that are affecting this emergency that we find ourselves in, there's these there's thoughts going out there now that there's a large number of 16 and 17 year olds coming in across the border in much more numbers than previous. And it begs the question: if you take H.R. 1 and remove and make it illegal for any state to ask for ID in voting, and you bring in that many 16 and 17 year olds, what are they going to be doing in 2022? And why do the Democrats want them in our country so badly? Two plus two equals four, and you know the wool over our eyes is not that thick.
Now, you have entered the race for CD4 early. You want to unseat Stephen Horsford. And you have once again been endorsed early on by an old buddy, Ted Nugent.
Ted Nugent, he's on board. He knows what we're talking about. All of these things that we're talking about, the illegal voting, the guns, the firearms, the right to bear arms, Second Amendment, the security at the border. I mean, he lives in Texas. He's got a ranch in Waco, Texas, which is the hardest hit right now on what's going on at the border. So, you know, he is a big supporter of what we're talking about, and we love having him on. I've talked to him a number of times on the phone, and every time I do, I get jazzed up because he brings it out. He's a lot of fun to talk to.
Oh, God, he is. Very quickly, I got only have about a minute. What is it your campaign needs right now?
Every campaign early on is big fundraising, lots of fundraising. Get the word out. If folks want to donate to the campaign, it's Sam Peters, the number 4 congress.com. There's a button on there for that. You can see my platform issues on there as well. Send me a note if you want to talk to me directly. I'm happy to do that. But we got to get out. We have got to remove Stephen Horsford and take this house back in 2022 to make some good things happen in America.
And if folks want to talk insurance, where do they go?
Absolutely, 702-870-4000, 702-870-4000. And I thank you so much, Kevin. I appreciate every time I get to talk to you and your folks. And we'll talk to you again real soon, I hope.
We will indeed. Thanks, Sam. Appreciate it. Best of luck. Sam Peters, the owner of Peters Family Insurance, GOP candidate for Congress in CD4. And for a while, he's going to be the chairman of the Law Enforcement Loyalty Pack. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is Friday, big Friday, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
How long will it be until Biden's people actually acknowledge that he cannot do the job? We'll talk about it. And Dr. Kelly Victory joins us for Medical Monday.
Now, weekday mornings, 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
This is Republican Assemblyman Gregory Hafen II of Assembly District 36. My district includes Pahrump, most of Knight County, parts of Northwest Las Vegas, Logandale, Moapa, and a portion of Lincoln County. I will be on the Kevin Wall Show throughout this year's legislative session to review all the recent happenings in Carson City, the horse trading, bill sponsors, and lobbyists behind the bills that are being considered and passed by your legislature. To learn more about me, go to Hafen4Nevada.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years,